in this bulletin. Andrew Hastie quits the coalition front bench. Australia still in the dark after several citizens detained by Israel. And in sport, Australia bats first against New Zealand in second 2020 international. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. West Australian Senator Andrew Hastie has quit the coalition frontbench 3 days after being sent a so-called charter letter by Liberal leader Susan Lee. As the Shadow Home Affairs Minister, Mr. Hastie has become increasingly outspoken about net zero targets, immigration and other policy areas. Ms. Lee said she sent every member of her shadow ministry letters outlining expectations and policy priorities after extensive consultations. She says Mr. Hastie informed her by phone on Friday he could not abide by the conditions she had outlined. Senator James Patterson will take up his portfolio until a permanent replacement is named. Israeli authorities are yet to provide the Australian government with any official confirmation of which citizens are being held in detention after participating in the global Sumud flotilla. A group of at least 5 and possibly 6 Australians are understood to have been detained for trying to breach Israel's naval blockade and deliver a symbolic amount of aid to Gaza. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says officials from the Australian Embassy in Tel Aviv are travelling to Katziot to provide consular assistance. They say officials are liaising with Israeli authorities and have formally requested confirmation of Australians detained, but have not yet received it. Meanwhile, Israeli politician Ben Gavir, who has been sanctioned by Australia, reposted a video of himself accusing flotilla activists of being terrorists. US President Donald Trump has given Hamas until Sunday to accept his peace proposal to end the nearly 2-year war in Gaza, warning that all hell will break out if they refuse. In a social media post on Friday, President Trump wrote, "An agreement must be reached with Hamas by Sunday evening at 6 o'clock Washington time. Every country has signed on. If this last chance agreement is not reached, all hell like no one has ever seen before will break out against Hamas." White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt echoed the president's warning in a press conference.
"When I was out here on Wednesday, I told all of you, I'll leave it to the president to make that red line, and he now has. I think the entire world should hear the president of the United States loud and clear. And Hamas has an opportunity to accept this plan and to move forward in a peaceful and prosperous manner in the region. And if they don't, the consequences, unfortunately, are going to be very tragic."
The plan calls for an immediate ceasefire, the release of all hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners, a phased Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, Hamas disarmament, and the creation of a transitional administration overseen by an international body. The Church of England has announced its first ever female leader, with Sarah Mullally becoming spiritual leader to tens of millions as the new Archbishop of Canterbury. In her first speech, the 63-year-old highlighted climate change and the need to recognise and take seriously distrust of the Church.
"As a church, we have too often failed to recognise or take seriously the misuse of power in all its forms. As Archbishop, my commitment will be to ensure that we continue to listen to survivors, care for the vulnerable, and foster a culture of safety and well-being for all."
UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has welcomed Ms. Mullally's appointment. To sport now, and in cricket, Australia will bat first in the second 2020 international against New Zealand as they hunt victory in the 3-match series. Rain in Mount Moanguai delayed the first ball by an hour on Friday night and condensed the match to 18 overs per side, with Australia losing the toss once the weather cleared. Bowling all-rounder Sean Abbott has been brought into the 11 in place of Ben Duasius as the only change to the Australian team that won Game 1 on Wednesday. It comes as Australia deliberates which bowler will join the first-choice attack for the 2026 T20 World Cup following Mitch Stark's retirement from the format earlier this year. And that's all the latest headlines from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.